investment works.
Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a week it's been, certainly in D.C. and in our own backyards that are burning up. Seemingly, we feel like we're on fire in at least 15 states. And no joke, it's not just the whiners. It's for real. You have temperatures between 100 and 115 degrees. 115. In Dallas, Texas, it's a record. 100 degrees for 34 straight days. If it hits 42, it ties the all-time record. Of course, if it goes beyond that, it sets a new record. So this is what you're hearing a lot of in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, a lot of places. Take a listen.
We do know a little something about hot summers down here in Texas, but this one actually is special and for all the wrong reasons. 33 days in a row of 100 plus. It was 109 yesterday. It's supposed to be 108 today. So while Texans are used to hot summers, this one really is a record breaker.
And they're saying that everywhere. That could be your local weather guy telling you that it's a record day and stay inside and whatever things he would eventually get to. But that was Ryan Owens. But how awful. I mean, it is pretty awful. As much as people were complaining about the winter and blizzards and crazy temperatures, I don't know. I think people fall into two categories. There is no middle ground in this one. It is pretty black and white. You either prefer the cold or you like the hot. Some people can't get enough of the hot, and they hate the cold, not even a little bit, and then vice versa. I think I'm more of a cold weather person. Of course, I haven't seen really super cold weather in a very long time in my life, but other than visits here and there. But I think I'm more of a cold weather person, and I believe that the people that are now fighting through this in this country, the heat, are saying them to themselves the same thing, because it's scary. I mean, it is scary out there, folks. We're talking about people that are just passing out, that are falling asleep at work. We have had many deaths, some of them where you had one where a coach was coaching and was short of breath, everything else. They took him to the hospital. Next thing you know, he died. There's another one where a kid was in a dash. Now, I don't understand why anybody would hold that you'd have to cancel it or punt it to another week, any kind of a run or walk or any of that stuff, because unless they're doing it at the crack of dawn, and even then, I just don't see the point of it, to risk people doing things they're not, with the temperatures they're not really used to. So, unfortunately, the swath has created a ring of people dying, and it's all heat related, just to give you an idea how bad it is. And your hearts go out to those folks where they get the call. They have the 28-year-old son, and he just his heart couldn't take it. Or wow, that's when there is no bracing for that. I mean, there is no bracing. The FAA decided, Congress decided to get the FAA back up and running. And we're talking about 4,000 workers. None of them were air traffic controllers or any such stretch of the imagination. But you also had 70,000 construction workers who were working on projects in some of the more rural airports. And so the good news for all those people who wouldn't have gotten a check for 5 weeks is that it's back, they're back in business. Congress bolted, as you know, and they didn't make any attempt to solve this riddle. So they now have done it. The Senate Democrats have found a way around this. They're passing, and it'll just be official on Friday, they're passing the necessary legislation by unanimous consent. They call it the pro forma session that's being held while the chamber is in recess. So Majority Leader Harry Reid is the lone senator present, conducts the pro forma session, blah, 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 calls for unanimous consent to pass it, which previously was approved by the House, then that's it. It's in the books, and there's no arguing over it, and they move on from there. I think the fact that $30 million was being lost in tax revenue every single day played a big part into what happened and how that got a little bit of giddy up in it. And this is just a Band-Aid. When they come back, they'll really have to do something about this, but it's in place for now for 5-6 months. You could even go that far to just say that's where it goes. That's where it's going to be. Makes sense. So since authorizing for the FAA funding expired in late July, they've been unable to collect those federal taxes I mentioned, and it leads to a revenue loss. Oh, that's all we needed. But do you know that it would be up to $1 billion if it had gone through September? $1 billion. That's the thing. We cannot eat that. I know some people are saying, oh, but why? That's not the right way to look at it. But I don't see how we, I don't know. It's a short-term compromise thing. And some people think no more short-term deals anyway. And that's what Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah was wrestling with. He blocked the short-term compromise bid proposed by Democrat and Republican colleagues, because of the labor force, the labor issue, the issue there. So he's on ice for now. They thought they were going to be able to get him out, but it's not looking that way. And speaking of getting out, Warren Jeffs, the SEC leader, is not getting out of prison anytime soon. Finally gets that day in court, and they level him could get up to 116. 116. Wow. That's a lot, huh? And a lot of people were following, and that's what happens. They're like sheep to the slaughter, ultimately. Leon Panetta says he doesn't want to be like sheep to the slaughter. He's criticizing the forced debt deal cuts heavily. And part of the question is, where do you want defense to go now that he's the new sheriff in town and has his eyes on the budget and the budget cuts? He's saying that he came into the job for the fight, that he wants to make sure some common sense really prevails in Congress, and that they need to find some other ways to reduce the debt. He's been there about a month on the job, replacing, of course, Robert Gates. And he had his first ever news conference Thursday in this role in the Pentagon, and most of the briefing centered around debt ceiling deals being hammered out and signed into law by Tuesday and all of that. And the deal, of course, requires $1 trillion in cuts right away. The Pentagon's share of that, you know how much it is? $400 billion. So the Defense Department is trying to figure out how to get rid of $400 billion since last April. How do they cut it? They're having trouble. Stay with us. Movies coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Time for our cheap movie reviews here on America Tonight. Cowboys and Aliens, if you went to see that last week, one of our listeners, Don in Wyoming, went to see it and he said he loved it because he's a big fan of the genre and mixing the two together. So Cowboys and Aliens, the weekend gross was just over $36 million. Captain America, the First Avenger, is in its third week, and so far the weekend gross was $25 million. It's up to $117 million. Want to hear what Harry Potter is up to? 4 weeks was number two last week. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Weekend gross was over $21 million. To date, $318 million. Wow. That's a lot of money. Of course, you knew in the final installment, or so they say it's the final installment, that you were going to get a lot of attention and the people that had been fans, kids that have been fans all along would go and see it again. When I was a kid, I liked the franchise, the Planet of the Apes franchise, if you remember it. Now they're revisiting it. There's something about man and ape that kind of sucks a lot of us in. So this movie is called The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Here's a little snippet.
Why don't we begin?
Meet Chimp 9. We gave him a gene therapy that allows the brain to create its own cells in order to repair itself. We call it the cure to Alzheimer's.
Oh, he's a smart one, isn't he?
Home.
You told him to sign?
Just a handful of things.
Caesar continues to show cognitive skills that far exceed that of a human counterpart. The drug in his system has radically boosted healthy brain functioning.
The drug works.
These tests need to be contained.
Is that a chimpanzee?
You okay, pal? No, you're not a pet.
Stay right there.
He hasn't spent any time with other chips.
We're gonna stay here now. We're not going home right now.
Stupid monkey. He'll earn his boss soon enough.
You might have recognized one of the voices, James Franco. Love that guy. He was terrible when he hosted the Academy Awards, but he's a good actor. So he stars in this, and it's Science Gone Wrong. Pretty easy. Chimpanzee Caesar, you heard the scream there. He leads that ape rebellion. Ooh, scary, huh? I predict that that's going to draw some people in. Here on the comedy side is one called The Change Up. Love the two guys starring in this. Jason Bateman, I think, is hilarious, and Ryan Reynolds. And the two of them play opposite each other. The Change Up. Take a listen.
It's your turn.
Tonight,
a burglar?
Oh, hello!
Tell me about your women.
I have been keeping company with a number of nice ladies.
What is her name?
That is Tatiana.
Wow.
I have to make her cry first,
she's
but
gorgeous.
It's worth it.
Yeah,
this right here is Brenda.
Ooh.
She wants it in. Wheelbarrow, Arabian goggles, yeah. The Arsenio Hall, the pastrami sandwich.
Well, I don't even know what these are.
You're married.
Good point. You're living the dream, Mitch.
Having children, it's like it's living with little mini drug addicts. You know, they're laughing one minute, and then they're crying the next, and then they're trying to kill themselves in your bathroom for no good reason. They're very mean and selfish, and they burn through your money, and they break...
Guy, come on.
You know, I was just saying that I envy your life, Mitch.
I envy yours.
I wish I had your life.
Mitch, why am I in your apartment?
Open the door!
You dare!
I knew it. You wished for my life or we were pissing in that fountain.
We wished we had each other's lives.
I was just trying to be nice.
Oh my God!
For the first time in your life, you're good looking, you're single. What's going on between us? It's crazy, but what's even more crazy is not to use it.
Have we met?
Hold on, you two guys should go out.
Wait, what?
How do you like working with Dave?
I actually used to have kind of a crush on Dave.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, but he's married, so obviously.
Right, obviously. Obviously. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Super married.
What do I tell Jamie when she wants to have sex tonight?
You're not having sex with my wife, Mitch.
She comes at me like a hurricane. A guy can only withstand so much. I am gonna ruin her. Oh, my God.
I need to cool it on the Thai food.
Oh, my God. No. Don't back that thing up into me. Can't believe you come at me guns hot.
All right, it's an old take on the movie where they switch, basically. Something happens, and they wish for each other's lives, and their wish is granted. Can you imagine? You can tell. The one guy's single, the one guy's married, and... it's a little bit different when you're actually married to the babe, right? So I think this could do pretty well, certainly for the chick crowd, taking the wife, the girlfriend, or going with the girlfriends kind of movie. This is completely different. It's called The Bellflower.
Who are you? Where are you from? What do you do?
Oh,
Hello?
I'm going on a date tonight. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, here we go.
Wait, what if it blows up or something?
Then we're going to be on fire.
Okay. This is nice.
You don't want me to be your girlfriend.
Why not?
Because I'll hurt you.
Oh, how do you know I won't end up hurting you?
I doubt it.
I'm pretty tough, you know.
Who called?
Poison.
Yes. So you kind of have a little bit of each of those three you just heard. And they're not the only movies, by the way, that are out this week, because there's always a few more. Those were the three that I think would get the most buzz. They're two friends. They spend all of their time in Bellflower pretty much preparing for a global apocalypse, as they're calling it. And then they meet this young woman, and the power of love, that changes everything. Stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Head into another weekend across this great country. Of course, many of you will probably be scrambling to stay in some cool places. This heat wave is unbelievable. 15 states, we're talking 30 days or more. You know, 100 degree temperatures, 110, just too tough. In Texas, it is like a choke, it is like a Stephen King novel. The heat, it will not stop until it smothers everything in its wake. I'm serious. I was thinking about this today. You know, he did the thing with the fog, and he had the thing and all that. I like the heat. So 34 straight days of temperatures above 100. I mean, it is hellish. That's what it is. Kansas City, Missouri, they are suffering through some really nasty weather, too. 111 degrees. Sad thing happened over the weekend. They have this race called the Warrior Dash, and somebody in the Dash, just 28 years old, collapsed, and his blood thinned, they say, and the damage was caused to his organs, and ultimately this Dash got the better of Jeremiah Morris. It's this, his temperature just went through the roof, 111 degrees. He was running so hard, ultimately, that he was going to win this thing. And, wow, why would they even have races? Dashes, races, walks? I can't imagine that you would continue on when you're talking 111 degrees. I mean, I think you cancel that event. I'm just saying, pretty hot. So somebody needs to turn off the heat. Records are being shattered all over the place. And you know how we like to zig and zag here on America Tonight. Certainly that's something that's creating buzz because, sadly, you have stories like that one. And then you've got another one of a 16-year-old high school student who died after he passed out after a morning practice at a Florida football camp because it was so hot. And he was dehydrated. In Little Rock, Arkansas, a scalding 114 degrees. Then in St. Louis, in one of the suburbs, one called Pine Lawn, there's a 19-year-old woman who was charged with one count of parental neglect. Her two children and her boyfriend either passed out or simply fell asleep. They were on a basketball court, and it was so hot that somebody spotted them, called 911, and the officers were there immediately, you know, giving them water and all that other sort of stuff. So obviously she had left the children with him. He had another assistant football coach in his 50s who collapsed during a morning practice in Texas, a guy named Wade McLean, and the heat was a factor in his death. So now people are definitely, it's dangerous. People are passing out. People are dying as a result of the temperatures that will not quit. And the worry and the concern over the electric grid, I mean, that's part of it too. Because if you have rolling blackouts, imagine people trying to survive that. Oh, and then you think of the people on the West Coast. Any of you listening to me near the West Coast or in the West Coast, you know, in one of the cities somewhere from Washington on down, you know, Aberdeen, great place, cool temperatures right now. And in the opposite direction in San Diego, 76 degrees. That's like balmy. 76 degrees would be incredible in some of these hot spots. And there's just no relief. There's no forecast calling for rain. No forecast that I can see, you know, further enough down the line, farther enough down the line. All right, I can forecast this for you with the FAA. Finally, they have a deal. Pressure was applied and spoke volumes as to what happened here. So you had some FAA inspector types that were working, as you heard at the top of the hour in my conversation with Abbas, who were working for free. They were just on the job. So this deal now will put everybody back to work and end all this stuff. A temporary. So this is so common in Washington, right? Everything's temporary. I think they should just hand out a box of Band-Aids to anybody who is a rookie, you know, a freshman senator or congressperson, and say, get ready with the Band-Aids. Put a little survivor kit for them. Because that's all they do. So this is a temporary thing. So there'd be some funding for the Federal Aviation Administration, and that all those people, the 4,000 people, really 74,000 because of the construction people, they could go back to their specific jobs. Because you would have had 5 weeks without paychecks. 5 weeks. How do you plan for that? I think it'd be pretty tough. And they weren't coming back because everybody's on vacation. They weren't coming back till September. And then who knows how long that would take. I think what they realized, and this was the key, that you were losing $30 million a day versus what you're paying. There, it's not even a question. You'd have to be a fool with no money to pick the opposite once you really understand and it's flushed out a little bit more. So they would. So the government would have been out $1 billion in revenue. $1 billion. Harry Reid, the majority leader, had been in talks, I guess, since with the House, with Speaker Boehner and the Obama folks about how to resolve the impasse, because they realized how much money was being lost. And once the money thing perked up their ears, once that happened, that was the end of the games. Because when you compared it, it made no sense to continue down that road through the summer vacation. No sense, you know, whatsoever to continue to do that. Crazy. So they're on vacation. They're on vacation. And most of the disputes that you know, because I got two emails, one from Big Al and one from Jake. I don't understand. I'm confused. I understand the numbers. But what was the problem in the first place? The problem was the House's proposal. There was an extension. Would have reduced or ended, essentially, the money, the subsidies, to rural airports. And that would be some of the airports in Nevada and Montana and New Mexico. And so the Democrats didn't want have any of that. And that's largely what kind of pushed it off. And then there was more about some of the squabbling over with this FAA bill, some more of the language in it as well, and the pork that was stuck in there, basically. I get that. But we cannot continue to burn through all the money we're burning through. So strictly from an economics point of view, throw everything else aside, it just didn't add up. It didn't make any sense. So that deal's worked out, and all the people that weren't going to get their money are going to get their money now, so they don't have to worry about it. All right, speaking of money, what a terrible day on Wall Street. Here's a thing that Wall Street types will tell you, or people who invest in the market, you know, in investment brokers, stockbroker types. You have to figure out where a bottom of a market is, and it's sometimes a good time to get in, because when the market drops, then there's an entry point is what it's called. And now there may be a lot of entry points. We've had the worst day since the 2008 financial crisis. The Dow down 512 points. It's the ninth biggest drop ever. And, you know, the jobs numbers come out on Friday. So let's hope, as we were talking about at the top of the hour, let's hope that this is all over with now. And there isn't another bounce tomorrow. And this is because of the weak job market. There's no question about that. It's all about the news. If the news is negative, you're going to see dips. But that's a very big dip. And they're not correcting. We're not, you know, they're tumbling. There's just fear in the market. You can see that, I think, based on where the numbers are. So at the bell, the Dow, 512 points. I mean, some staggering numbers. Google and Netflix were all down 2% and 3%. Other blue chip stocks had dipped as well. Caterpillar, Bank of America, huge, huge drags on the numbers. The S&P 500 down 60 points. Yeah. So we may see a little bit more of that on Friday. And if you're driving around in your truck and you're saying, why is she talking about those numbers on Wall Street? Who cares? I wish we could all say who cares, but too many people have their retirements attached to a 401k. And it may be a decent amount of money. It might be a small amount of money. It could be 30 grand that's in there, but it's 30 grand that you want to grow or at least stay. You don't want to see it dip in the opposite direction, and that's why that's important. And frankly, what I'm thinking about is what's going to happen next as far as trying to raise, you know, all this talk about revenues and all this negative news. As someone suggested to me, and we're doing a little investigating, looks like the gas tax might be something that could possibly increase. The federal gas tax, 18.4 cents a gallon, is expiring at the end of September. So to keep the gas tax, you have to vote to extend the highway funding bill. Think they'll do it? Catch us at americatonight.net.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As you know, we do a segment every single week called For Your Health. You're going to love this. You're going to love what we're talking about this time around. Because I know all you guys listening, Dan in Texas, Don in Wyoming, I know when you guys call me, and George in Dallas, that you're just as vain as the rest of us. And you want to look good. Everybody wants to look good, especially when it comes to aging and your skin and all that stuff. You know what I mean? And if you're like me, you don't want to, I'm not at that point yet, but when you, as you start to get older, do you really want to go under the knife? So there's this cool thing out called Venus Freeze. And the woman who started all of this, Lisa Cobb, who owns a spa in Dallas, Texas, we cornered her. We arm wrestled her to try to get her on the show because she's so busy. She's the owner of Luxury on Lovers. Lisa, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. Quite an intro there.
Yeah, did you like that introduction? So you put your latte down.
I just hang up now, you know?
No, it's true. It's very true. I mean, you've got a spa, so there's the obvious treatments and things that go on that we all love, including men. A lot of men go in and have all kinds of treatments from massages on down. But you've got this thing called Venus Freeze, and I wanted to start with that. Tell me what it is. I don't really have a handle on what it does, except for that I know there's no cutting, and I love that. So what would Venus Freeze do for a man or a woman?
Well, it's radio frequency technology, which really isn't new, but what it is it's the way it's being implemented is very new. And basically what this does, it's a piece of equipment, and we use it to, it can be used to mostly to tighten skin and reduction of cellulite on women, but it's great for firming and tightening skin and helping your skin texture. And it's what's so fabulous about this new technology is radio frequency in the past has been pretty painful. And so a lot of people kind of shied away from it because it's, I mean, you'd have to take Valium and, you know, and you could actually burn somebody pretty, you know, there was many more risk involved with it. This is, you know, pain free. It's one of those things where, you know, no pain, lots of gain.
Right.
And it's great. And because men typically don't want to go, you know, men, although, you know, they want to look good too. They don't want to have the appearance of, you know, having things done and having much downtime. This has zero downtime. You can come in on your lunch hour. It's totally comfortable. It feels like just a warm sensation. You get great results. And everybody's kind of wondering what you're doing. They improve over time and with multiple treatments. And they just kind of look at you like, what are you doing? You're doing something new, or you just look like you got a great night's sleep, or gee, all of a sudden, you know, what skincare products are you using?
Sure.
And of course, we want to compliment this with really good home care, but I got to tell you, it's very impressive.
I heard it was life-changing for a lot of people. Say it's just a life-changing thing, exactly what you described, where people are, you know, your friends are wondering, what did you do? What have you been doing? And the treatments themselves, is it one of those things, as you say, you do more treatments, it would obviously work for you better. So is it good to string them together to try to do them once or twice a week? What have you found that give people the best results?
Well, you want to do a few sort of back-to-back, meaning really no once a week for a few weeks, and then start spreading them out, I believe. I mean, it really depends on the age of the person, their skin, their, you know, and there's so many variables of people that, you know, you really kind of have to make a consultation and give a client realistic expectations. I mean, if somebody's lost, you know, 150 pounds and they have really sagging skin, this is not going to return to the elasticity of, you know, a 20-year-old. But what's so great about this is that there's a lot of areas that are really hard to really work on, like the neck, the arms, where the women start getting that, you know, the flag waving
on
their arms.
Oh, yeah.
And losing that elasticity and looking crepiness, that kind of thing on their arms, their necks. And you really surgically, you know, what's not so great about surgery is that what you're doing is you're pulling and removing skin. And as we age, typically what's happening is we're losing volume and we're losing suppleness. And so you don't want to be taking more of that away. In fact, you want to be, you know, stimulating collagen and stimulating elastin and causing those fibroblasts to, you know, to be enhanced. So this does all of that, and it does it it does it non-invasively, pain-free, virtually no risk. So, I mean, it's kind of like, wow, you know.
Where did this all, I forget what show I saw it on, some show where they were talking about it in New York. When did this all start? How long has this been around, this kind of treatment?
Well, it's been in Europe a lot longer because, you know, the FDA takes a lot longer to approve things here, which is why sometimes we get, you know, technology a little later. And as a matter of fact, there's a magnetic portion of this that is just now being cleared for the FDA, which will, you know, make the results even.
That's all right. We have dogs. We know about dogs here in America tonight, don't we, folks? Because we've got Mahalo, the trusty golden retriever, who is always about roaming about the studio. So no worries. No worries there. Yeah. That's perfect. In talking about it, it's been around in Europe and now it's starting to catch fire a little bit more in the United States.
Yeah. I mean, it would just take a lot longer here because the FDA, you know, they want everything to be safe, but it just takes longer. I have other equipment in my spa that has been being used in Europe and South America for many, many years, and this has taken its time to get here. Although this really is, I mean, really within the last 18 months, it is newer technology. Like I said, radio frequency has been around for a while, and it's not as new, but this is a brand new. This is just a much more improved, technology. And it's multipolar radio frequency versus unipolar or monopolar. I mean, excuse me, monopolar or bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And really what that mean, what that means is that instead of with, there's some other devices out there, Mirage and Emacs that basically you can really, they're pretty painful. And if you lose contact with the skin, you can burn someone or what we call arcing. With this, it's spread out amongst the larger area, which means that you can treat a larger area, which also means it takes less time. And it also creates kind of a matrix, so that it's more evenly distributed and deeper into the dermal layer so that, you actually get a better result, and with less time and, no pain, which I mean, it's very few things you can say that about.
Yeah, and you really offer everything. You've got facials and massages and acupuncture and rapid slimming and toning and what we're just talking about here, Venus Freeze. What do you find to be the most popular? I mean, the freezes, I'm sure, are catching on. Is that overall the most popular thing? I would think that maybe the massage and facials still are really popular.
Those are really popular. We do acupuncture. We really have a lot of. We're kind of known for introducing cutting-edge, non-invasive therapies that basically really make a difference in the way you look and feel. I mean, we consider ourselves clinical, but in a much more pampering environment. So instead of going to we offer medical services, we offer, you know, injectables, Sculptra, Botox, Radius, all these non-invasive, non-surgical, things that really are great for rejuvenation. But we also offer acupuncture, and I blend all the essential oils and all the creams and the things that are used in the spa. So it's all organic. It's all the highest quality of ingredients you can get. And we're very small, but they're little but mighty.
Yeah, I like that, little but mighty. So how does a woman from Brown? You went to Brown, and I guess you speak fluent Spanish. You were in Mexico City. Impressive things that you've done. The resume that you put together. Did you imagine that you could bring this all together and boom, this is where you would be today? You'd be running this business.
Gosh, no. I mean, I was in the advertising business for some odd years, but I've always had a passion for health and skincare and just trying to, you know, be the best you can as we get older, you know, and the latter end of the baby boomers, so you look at you look up and you go, oh my God, where does the time go? I went to about 30 year college reunion and I'm looking around going, some people look like they have portraits in the attic somewhere and some people are not even recognizable.
Yeah. So. Yeah, isn't that so interesting? Lisa Cobb, owner of Luxury on Lovers. Interesting stuff here in this segment of For Your Health. Lisa, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.